Welcome to Caixa Seguridade's first quarter 2020 earnings conference call. After Caixa Seguridade's remarks, we'll hold a Q&A session, first for analysts and investors only, and then for journalists, when further instructions will be given. Today's live webcast may be accessed through the internet address at www.caixaseguridade.com.br. Webcast participants can also send their questions through the platform, and they will be answered by the management either during this conference call or by Caixa Seguridade's Investors Relations team after the closing of this conference. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Caixa Seguridade's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors, analysts, and journalists should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could cause the results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Eduardo from Caixa Seguridade. Mr. Eduardo, you have the floor.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our earnings conference call about the first quarter 2020. I have Rafael de Oliveira Reis, Director of Administration Controllership, Finance and Investor Relations here with me, and Eduardo Takashi. Before starting my presentation, I would like to share with you my view for the year, considering the 2019 COVID pandemic. We started the year very well in terms of revenue and results. January and February were extremely positive, but then with the pandemic of COVID-19, our March numbers were hit, just like the whole of the market was hit, especially starting in mid-March. So our view for the year is that we're going to struggle a little bit in the next months when it comes to revenue of products. But we are working with different scenarios, and we are considering that in June and July, we may go back to a certain type of new normal, so that in the second semester, we can achieve our previous levels of production, those that were achieved in January and February this year. In terms of results and production within the scenario, we think that we're going to have a decrease in revenue, but that will not cause a major effect on the results. We think that the production line may stabilize in the second semester, and that would cause just, a small impact on the results of the year 2020 as a whole. Now, if we go to slide number three, as you know, at the beginning of 2020, we closed two new strategic partnerships in continuity with this competitive process started in 2019. The first one took place on January 6th. It was an agreement with Tokio Marine for the housing and residential branches. The second one was signed on January 20 with Ikatu for the premium bonds branch. With that, we're able to achieve, and establish partnerships with those that we wanted, and that mitigates the risks for the year. Both partnerships include a 20-year term for exploring Caixa Econômica Federal's distribution network. They provide the transfer to Caixa of 1.2 billion reais by Tokyo Marine and 180 million reais by Icatu. The new companies will have a shared governance among the partners to enhance the strengths of each shareholder. Caixa Seguridade will be remunerated with the total selling expenses per product in predefined values, in addition to a performance fee to the annual performance, volume, and profitability. Another highlight of the quarter was the implementation of our sales team program. This is a continuous program to engage Caixa sales people, and it has had excellent results in sales qualification, especially the cancellation rate in up to 90 days. That rate was 1.23%, so lower than the rate in the beginning of the program. And digitally signed emissions achieved a level of 85% against 84% at the end of 2019. The company is also working to expand the distribution channels for its products. The digital electronic insurance signature was implemented in the beginning of the year in the credit life product for individuals and legal persons. And this is really important as a way to bring more agility in accepting insurance and allowing the product to be marketed as a remote service. We also made available what we call the Seguro Fácil Residencial, or Easy Residential Insurance. And the expansion of the credit life insurance offer in the Caixa Aqui correspondent channel. As we'll see below, even with the strong impact on the economy by the COVID-19 pandemic starting in mid-March, the commercial product and process strategies adopted by Caixa Seguridade reflected positively on the quarter's result, sustaining the company's profitability. Moving on to slide number 4, you can see the measures implemented to face the COVID-19 pandemic. In line with the recommendation of the public authorities, measures were taken to protect the company's operations as well as the physical integrity and health of our employees and family members. We're now working from home. 100% of the company has been working from home since the month of March. Caixa Seguradora has also been working the same way, you know, with all employees working from home. So we have this remote working regime now in place. We prepared well for that at Caixa Seguridade. Corporate communication actions were carried out for employees on aspects of prevention and business continuity, of course, within the current situation. We updated our tests for contingency plans related to critical activities. We suspended on-site educational activities, but kept distance educational activities. We're actually taking this opportunity to strengthen our distance education programs. We canceled or postponed all trips except in urgent cases, but there were no urgent cases so far. And face-to-face meetings were replaced with video conferences, which are working really well. And as you know, we have suspended our public offering for now. Now let's go to slide number 5. Look at the numbers. Rafael Moraes will give you further details about it later. But note that our revenue achieved 8.4 billion Brazilian reais in the first quarter of 2020, a 7% increase compared to the same period in 2019. Considering January and February prices, we were actually achieving a growth that was higher than 7%, but then starting in mid-March, we were impacted by the pandemic. With regard to operating revenue, we achieved 492 million Brazilian reais in the quarter, so a 7.8% growth when compared to the first quarter of 2019. Of those, 173 million come from BDF, which increased by 5.6% in the period, and 319 million Brazilian reais in MEP. Income and equity holdings, which registered an increase of 9.1%. As a result, in the same period, our recurring net income rose by 7.6%, achieving 413 million Brazilian reais in the first quarter of 2020. Return on equity was 34.8%. Slightly lower than the first quarter of 2019, but in line with the returns obtained the last quarter of 2019. Our net margin also remained stable at 84% in the first quarter of 2020. Because of our revenue, we achieved a 12.7% market share in February 2020. This is the most recent data by SUSEP, which is aligned with Caixa Seguridade's growth in market share. We've been growing around 0.6 percentage points compared to the position we had in February 2019 and 0.7 percentage points compared to December 2019. So this was just a summary of our financial performance in the first quarter of 2020. And I also shared a little bit of our vision for the year. We're making the most of this time, working to strengthen and implement new partnerships, make the most of the partnerships that have already been established. And we believe that this year's results may be impacted because of the revenue in April, May, and June. Nevertheless, the results of 2020 as a whole will not be greatly affected. We believe that things will go back to normal starting in June, July. So now, for the analysis of financial performance, I'd like to invite Rafael de Oliveira Moraes and give you further details about our numbers in the first quarter of 2020. Please, Rafael, you have the floor. Thank you, Dakash. So I'm going to give you more details about our financial performance. In slide number 7, I'd like to tell you about the holding company, Caixa Seguridade Holding Company. The consolidated revenue of the group's companies grew by 15.6% in the first 2 months of 2020. But because of the pandemic, we closed the first quarter with a growth of 7% compared to the same period of the previous year, achieving an amount of 8.4 billion Brazilian reais, with emphasis on Caixa's holding products. For pensions, a growth of 11.8%, life 20.5%, housing 5.7%, residential 28.9%, and credit life 4%. So although there was an increase in revenue, in earnings in the first quarter of 2020, started in mid-March, we saw a drop in the daily revenue of some products, especially pension plans and credit life insurance, due to the restrictive measures to control COVID-19, although not yet reflected in the material. In the first quarter of 2020, our operating revenue was of 498 million. You can see in the charts how our MEP and BDF revenues are made up. MEP revenues in the first quarter of 2020 were 9.1% higher than in the first quarter of 2019, and this is mainly justified by the increase in the results of Caixa Seguros Holding, especially Caixa Seguradora, which presented a net profit of 445.3 million Brazilian reais, a 25.4% increase against the first quarter of 2019. As for the MEP results of two seguros, there was a reduction in net profit of around 38%, achieving an amount of 7 million Brazilian reais until March 2020, due to the negative performance of funds invested in variable income investment funds. On the other hand, Bancorretora, which is also part of this holding, registered an increase of 176%, accumulating 4.5 million Brazilian reais in the first quarter of 2020. This growth was due to the increase in brokers' remuneration, a strategy adopted by the company's board starting the second half of 2019, aiming to provide greater efficiency. Now, BDF achieved an amount of 173 million in March 2020, which is a 5.6% increase against the first quarter of 2019, disregarding the effect of the success fee that year. The revenues were generated by the consortium, almost 65% increase in credit letters and an increase in sales and in credit life as well and housing. So we had a 7.6% growth in recurring net income in the first quarter of 2020 against the first quarter of 2019, with an emphasis on the performance of life insurance, housing, credit life products in the composition of the revenues. Now let's talk about the performance of the main companies that are part of Caixa Seguros Holding. In slide number 8, we will share the Caixa Seguradora's results. As you can see, in the first quarter of 2020, the premiums issued were 7.7% higher than the first quarter of 2019. This result is mainly due to the life segment, which presented a strong growth of 20% compared to the first quarter of 2019. This segment's growth is justified by an increase in average ticket, which offset the increase in the flow of monthly payments. Housing insurance had the second highest growth in premium issuance compared to the first quarter of 2019, with a 5.7% growth. Now, credit life insurance, which grew 11.4% until February this year, closed the quarter at 4% increase compared to the first quarter of 2019. We would also like to highlight a growth in residential insurance, which was almost 29%, which is part of the property risk business. This is due to adjustments in the sales process, which resulted in an increase in the average ticket, availability for sale in branch cash environments, implementation of payment by credit card, and bonuses in the sales incentive program. Earned premiums showed a performance that was 10% higher than the first quarter of 2019. This growth is due to a 7.7% increase in written premiums and 11.3% decrease in the variation of technical provisions caused by the reversal of the inventory of provisions for unearned premiums linked to the credit life product formed to promote the appropriation of these revenues in the company's results. Thus, it's noted that this investee has stock of reserves that contribute to the sustainability of the business in times of crisis or low production. As a result, net income increased by 25.4% against the first quarter of 2019, with good results in the company's profit. An annualized return on average equity presented an increase of 0.4 percentage points compared to the first quarter of 2019, going from 57.8% to 58.2%. Now, in slide number 9, we'll analyze the performance of some operational aspects. The claims in the first quarter of 2020 were lower than those observed in the first quarter of 2019 in the four main segments of Caixa Seguradora: life, credit life, housing, and miscellaneous risks. This downward movement led to an improvement in the loss ratio. This also contributed to a drop in the housing segment of 5.1 percentage points, going from 26.4% to 21.3%, contributing to the improvement of the index. And in the life segment, 4.9% percentage point difference, going from 23.3% to 18.4%, a reduction explained by the end of the reinsurance operations in the company. Commissioning, which considers the acquisition cost in relation to the premium earned on products, rose from 18.7% in the first quarter of 2019 to 20% in the first quarter of 2020, a variation of 1.3 percentage points. This variation is explained by the 47.1 million Brazilian reais increase in the acquisition cost due to the recognition of deferred costs in the credit life and life segments. The general and administrative expenses index decreased by 0.4 percentage points in the first quarter of 2020 against the first quarter of 2019, although general and administrative expenses grew 34.1% in the period due to the beginning of amortization of expenses with research and development, but these were offset by the 10.4% increase in earned premiums, which improved the indicator. The combined index, combining claims, commissioning, and general and administrative expenses, decreased by 3.4 percentage points compared to the first quarter of 2019. In this quarter, despite the increase in expenses, the increase in earned premiums was higher in terms of nominal value, offsetting and decreasing the index. Now, in slide number 10, we'll analyze our pension segment. Net profit, reserves, contributions, and management fee. Net income, as you can see in the upper left corner, was 122 million, so an 8% decrease compared to the first quarter of 2019 and 10% decrease compared to the previous quarter. This is due to the company's financial result, which has been impacted by the reduction in the Selic rate in the period, which fell by more than 2 percentage points, as well as by the turbulence in the financial market resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. Contributions received in the first quarter of 2020 were 11.8% higher than the first quarter of 2019, showing an increase of 554 million Brazilian reais. It's worth mentioning that in February this year, that was 22.4% higher than the first quarter of 2019. In relation to the last quarter of 2019, there was a decrease of 15.4%, which is explained both by the seasonality, by and by the slowdown that started in mid-March with the COVID-19 pandemic. The redemption rate, which had been stable since 2015, oscillating between 2.7 and 3.1%, suffered a slight decrease, a slight increase of 0.7 percentage points in the first quarter of 2020, achieving 3.5% compared to the first 2.8% in the first quarter of 2019. The increase is explained by a change in the allocation profile of funds with variable income installments, as the drop in Selic in recent year has directly impacted the profitability of more conservative fixed income funds. With the increase in production and the relatively stable redemption rate, reserves totaled 78.2 million billion Brazilian reais at the end of the first quarter of 2020, an increase of 22.9% in relation to the balance of the first quarter of 2019, so an increase of 14 billion reais. The management fee received in the first quarter of 2020 was 25.6% higher than that collected in the first quarter of 2019 and 3.9% higher than that received in the immediately previous quarter. Now, on slide 11, you'll see that we're going to talk about premium bonds. Should be noted that the company is indirectly controlled by Caixa Seguros Holding, which holds 51% of the share capital and the remaining 49% being owned by Icatu Capitalização. On the left-hand side, you can see the net income in the first quarter of 2020, which was 14% lower than the last quarter of 2019 and 37.8% lower than the first quarter of 2019. In addition to the increase in technical provisions in 2020, a drop of 58.7% in the results with sweepstakes justified an adaptation of the product to meet SUSEP regulations. A drop of 66.1% in other operating revenues and expenses contributed to this drop as well, which is due to the extraordinary revenue in the first quarter of 2019 related to the overdue securities not redeemed by customers and the 17.3% increase in commissioning. Reserves grew 8.4% compared to the first quarter of 2019 and were 2.36% above the reserves in the immediately previous quarter. Caixa Capitalização's collection totaled 382 million reais in the first quarter of 2020 and was 0.5% lower than the first quarter last year. Although the collection of monthly payment securities increased by 8.4% compared to the first quarter of 2019, single payment securities fell by 23.6%. Finally, revenue from the administration fee in the first quarter of 2020 was 11.9% lower than the first quarter of 2019, a reduction of 7.9 million reais, and this is justified by changes in the product rules implemented in 2019. As a result, a ratio of the administration fee and resources collected in the quarter maintained the downward trend observed throughout last year, reducing by 2 percentage points in relation to the rate that we saw in the first quarter of 2019 and by approximately 0.3 percentage points in relation to the last quarter of 2019. Now, the consortium segment. Net income for the first quarter of 2020 fell by 18% compared to the first quarter of 2019, which is explained by the increase in operating expenses related to sales efforts, especially commissions. At the end of the first quarter of 2020, the volume of commercialized letters of credit grew by 16% compared to the first quarter of 2019. Such growth is attributed to real estate letters, which grew by 30% in the period and represented 80% of the total volume of letters. The funds collected on consortia in the first quarter of 2020 were 2.1% higher compared to the first quarter of 2019 and totaled 777 million Brazilian reais. In relation to the last quarter of 2019, there was an increase of 1.9%. The administration fee grew above production in the first quarter of 2020. That is a 17.1% increase compared to the first quarter of 2019. together with other operating revenues, it had a positive effect on the company's operating results. However, the increase in operating and administrative expenses led to a decrease in operating results in all comparisons, mainly impacted by the increase in selling costs. It should be noted that the consortium company does not defer the selling costs, so that these costs are recognized at the time of sale due to the following accounting rules of BACEN. Management fee revenues are recognized on a deferred basis depending on the term of the letters of sold. Thus, the increase in production in 2020 impacted the costs without having an impact in the same proportion in revenues, which justifies the variations in the results. I would also like to point out that sales growth has no immediate effect on the company's profit. Even though sales increased, revenues recognized according to the term of the contracts, in contrast to selling expenses, which, as I said, are recognized when sales are made, as they are paid from the first to the fourth installment. Thus, the growth in letters of credit that we saw in the first 3 months of 2020 tend to provide greater sustainability to the result of the investee in the coming years. So, I tried to give you an overview of the most relevant participations that impacted our results in the first quarter of 2020. So now we can start our Q&A session. Thank you very much for your participation. We're now opening this conference call for questions and answers from investors and analysts only. At the end of this session, we're going to open for questions from journalists. So if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your touch phone. If your question is answered before it's your turn, please press star 2 to remove yourself from the queue. So please wait as we pull for questions from analysts and investors. We have a question by Leonardo Fantin. He says, good afternoon. Can the management comment on the public process to choose brokers? Do you expect to launch this product in 2020? Good afternoon. The partnership process and this whole competitive process for brokers is planned to start in the year of 2020. We have not changed our plans when it comes to that. So we are expecting this to happen in the second half of 2020. We haven't changed it because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Okay, we have another question by Mr. Leonardo. Have you changed the terms, the economic terms for this program? Can you please repeat the question? Any updates about the economic terms of this public? Well, I think this question is related to the brokerage question. This is all going to be a part of a competitive process, which is planned to be launched in the second half of 2020. All the economic terms will be mentioned in this competitive process, and you will all be invited to participate in it.